Time now in our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. And Tom, I fully understand it's only two games and such a small part of the, you know, the big picture in the whole season, but starting conference race 2-0 is a pretty darn good start, isn't it?
No, it is. It's critical. It's amazing. You can do a lot of work early, and getting sweeps are so hard. They're just so hard. When you can get, you know, 6 points on a weekend, my gosh, it puts you ahead of the eight ball.
I thought maybe your best 120 minutes of managing a game that I've seen in quite a while. It takes all those little things, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I was not happy with our Friday night performance. Even though we won, I actually thought our puck management wasn't good. I don't think we were great with our sacrifice statistics. I thought we were a lot better on Saturday, and they were a lot better hockey team on Saturday as well. So I look at things a little differently. Then I have to sit there and how am I going to approach my team? The last thing you want to do is after a win approach your guys, and I don't want to use the word negative because it's not negative, but you want to make sure too that they understand from the coach that, hey, you're happy that you won, but we got a lot of work to do, and we were very fortunate. And if we don't improve in these particular areas, last night's win's not going to mean much. And I think that's what we addressed Saturday morning. And our guys, I thought, really responded well, so I'm really happy for them. Hey, and again, it was a coin flip. It was one play from – we were one play from losing, and one play obviously allowed us to win.
The hockey world lost Adam Johnson this week. We live in a very reactionary world right now. There are some leagues that have already mandated neck guards. I'm sure there will be more. If I'm remembering correctly, Eric Martin was injured last year with a skate cut. Are you surprised it doesn't happen more often?
You're spot on, Schultz. We talked about it. And, obviously, again, there's people are put in situations all the time. And there's confrontations. The game is physical. There's people who are falling. You're spot on. It's a dangerous game, and I think we need to take precautions.
I cringe every time, in a championship celebration, the dog pile over in the corner. I'm like, how does this not happen almost every year, in every league when a champion is crowned? But it is part of sport. I mean, concussions, bad things happen in football. Bad things happen in basketball. A lot of sport and a lot of rules in sport is minimizing risk, correct?
Absolutely. And, I just look at the face mask. I think it was 1977, which I was a second-year peewee, I think, where face masks became mandatory in youth hockey. And I think it was a year or two later, maybe 1980, where it became mandatory in college hockey. So, there's all these changes are to minimize risk.
It wasn't even specifically asking Toby Palmasino, your equipment manager, but he brought it up. Liam Engstrom's the only guy on your team that wears one. They've always been an option, and if guys want to wear one, they can. And they're adults. Part of it is they get to make a decision too, right?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you still need a governing body, and the governing body makes a lot of decisions. The governing body of the National Hockey League, the American Hockey League, the NCAA, the Minnesota Amateur Hockey Association, USA Hockey. So I don't like throwing the old adult thing because I don't necessarily know if it's that as much as you just need a governing body to do it. And, once you have that, then obviously, again, there's no questions. I mean, we don't even have mandatory, certain parts of your equipment aren't even mandated by USA Hockey or Minnesota Amateur Hockey. So a lot of times, again, those aren't adults. Those are youth.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. On to the Lakers, Tom. They had a pretty darn good weekend last weekend, didn't they?
Well, you're darn right. It's a brutal road trip going to upstate New York. I've done it a couple times, and I know 1 year we did it in St. Cloud, and we got smoked by St. Lawrence. And then we did it. We played Clarkson, and it wasn't fun, too. I can't remember if it was 03 or 04. Don't quote me on that, but it's a tough road trip. And those are good hockey teams and hostile places to play. And they stood tall last weekend.
They've had a little bit of a roster turnover here the last couple of years. Is the identity still the same?
Yeah, for sure. All of our identities. I mean, I shouldn't say they're the same. I don't know if they're the same for us. But the bottom line is I know what Damon, how he coaches. I know what he emphasizes. I know how we coach and how we emphasize. So sometimes our identity isn't where we want it to be, but we're working on it. And that hasn't changed for us or hasn't changed for Damon. But sometimes, again, it just takes a while for that to happen. And obviously, from their standpoint, it looks like it's happened pretty quick right now. And we're still working on our identity. And we have to make sure that our identity becomes part of how we play.
To me, this is, you know, two pretty identical institutions. The history of both of these programs runs long and runs deep. Two very similar towns. There's a lot of similarities. That leads to a pretty good rivalry, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And but I think our whole league is that way. I mean, I take a look at all three UP schools are like Bemidji State. We're Division II schools. We're remote areas. We've had a lot of success over the years, and our hockey history has been strong. So I look at the whole UP as that way, and with Mankato, even with Ferris. So I think there's a lot of similarities in our league, and, you know, it's just a lot of like-minded institutions.
Kyle Loft named the Defenseman of the Month in the CCHA. Darn deserving.
Absolutely. You know what? He's had a heck of a month, and, I mean, you know, he's been an integral part of winning us a couple games.
Eric Polkamp was named the league's Rookie of the Week. Pretty darn deserving as well.
Absolutely. I mean, when these guys get these awards, and I don't look at them all the time, I quite honestly, I'm probably hitting delete too quick on a lot of my emails, just like everybody does. But when they're getting these awards, I mean, they're getting them for a reason. And, you know, they're competing against the rest of the league. And, this is going to be the first of many for him. And Lufty, again, like I said, it was fitting. We have an experienced player like him getting player of the month. But, again, he's just he's really confident right now, and he's experienced.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.